On Monday, George W. Bush will depart on his first trip to Europe as president. His 5-day official visit will bring him to Spain, Belgium, Sweden, Poland, and Slovenia. Now, this is Mr. Bush's first real European traveling experience. He's made a brief trip to Italy before taking office, but he's never toured the continent. However, Arthur Frommer has many times. He's the publisher of the Frommer Travel Guides and author of the book, Europe from $70 a Day. And he joins us on the line. Mr. Frommer, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Should the president try to squeeze France into it?
I think he should squeeze a great deal more into it. I would go to Paris. I would go to London. I would think that I think it would be very helpful for him to see a big, huge, prosperous city of major import in the world's affairs. I think it's good for an American to have a sense of proportion and humility that one gains by going to a great city like Paris. I think it's important to realize that in their city life, Europeans have achieved a quality of life that is still lacking to us in the United States. And I think that one of the chief benefits of a trip to Europe is the realization that we don't have all the answers. But, of course, he's not going to see any of that going to these tiny little burgs like Gothenburg and like Ljubljana in Slovenia and Sweden. And, of course, he's going to this suburban outskirt of Brussels, which is the city of Mons, which is the military headquarters of NATO.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bush's appetites, because he's president, are pretty widely advertised. Here's a man who likes his tamales, he likes cheese enchiladas, he likes, I think they're called crispy oysters from his favorite chef, Jeffrey, in Austin. Where would you send him for some good eating?
Well, the city of Brussels, it's in Brussels that you have a 3-star restaurant called Comme Chez Soi. And if anybody from the White House is listening, call up now, make a reservation for Comme Chez Soi. It's generally assumed to be among the finest restaurants in all the world.
Mr. Frommer, would you, let me see, Spain, Belgium, Sweden, Poland, and Slovenia, obviously 5 different nations. Would you recommend the president change currency before he goes, or wait to go to the kiosk once he lands?
You should never change currency before you go. You should never load up with vast amounts of cash on your person before you travel. You should buy your currency in Europe and in quantities as small as your courage will allow. You do not walk around with hundreds and hundreds of dollars on your person.
Mr. Frommer, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Arthur Frommer publishes the Frommer Travel Guides, speaking with us from New York.